Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tailgate Show. Mike D'Attilio along with the legendary. Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We were SRO for a while, but we got a few empty tables. So if you're in the area, come on by and see us. But, man, for the last 3 hours, they had some folks in here. So be careful when you're driving on the roads. I know it's all wet and you want to get there quick, but be careful while you're driving. So also want to thank our presenting sponsor, too, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb knows a little bit about Map Construction, and Herb. Big game tonight, undefeated. Yes. Texas A&M Aggies playing LSU. And for LSU, this must win. I mean, come on. Yeah. You can't put another L up on the board.
No, sir.
It'll be a sloppy track. I always think
that it'll be.
When that track is like it is, the advantage goes to the running quarterback. You were one of those guys.
That's right.
Do you agree?
I think the advantage goes to anybody that can run the football. Including
well,
the running
that's
quarterback.
That's the problem for LSU.
That's right. So with that, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Marcel Reed is going – he's going to be able to do some really great things, I think, in when it comes to actually running the football, if you will, in this wet surface and whatever's going on at Tiger Stadium. I think it's going to be really great. I think that they do a very great job of keeping that field dry, keeping it in pristine conditions so that they can have a leg up, if you will, when you're a skill position person. When you think about this game tonight, the biggest thing that this game is going to come down to is who wants it more. The past, 10 games that we've seen the LSU and A&M play, it's anybody's game.
It's been some crazy
games.
It's been some crazy games.
So when you think about that and you look at that, it's going to be exciting tonight, especially under the lights in Tiger Stadium where it never rains. The chances of rain is zero, none, whenever, right?
I don't know. I passed in that rain to get here. But it's not technically
it ain't raining in Tiger Stadium.
I told this to A-Bear. This is in the 70s. My uncle and my dad brought my brother and I watched Texas A&M. That's when it was in the old Southwest Conference. Play against LSU. It poured down rain from basically where my mom and dad's house was on the bayou all the way to Baton Rouge. As soon as we parked, nothing.
Bright sunshiny day.
No. It was at night. So it was no. The sunshine was the lights.
That's right.
And they had a little mist of rain toward the end of the game. Didn't really make no difference, though. A guy, he is a regular listening to this program. He's from Louisiana, but he was the quarterback for A&M back then. David Walker.
Oh, David Walker.
Okay. Yeah, he ran the wishbone. LSU's still trying to figure out how to tackle him. And it sort of reminded me last year how the fortunes of both Texas A&M and LSU changed at halftime
of that game.
LSU's got a lead, got an opportunity to kind of seal it away late in the first half, doesn't do it. All of a sudden, Wegman gets pulled, and who comes in?
Marcel Reed.
Marcel Reed. And LSU's, like David Walker, they're still trying to tackle him.
They're still trying to tackle him from last year, as well as every other running quarterback from that point on.
Well, Jalen Milrow was, if it had been flag football, they'd still be trying to catch him.
That's right. So, you know, I think it'll be a little bit different this year. And the reason being is because I think we actually can attack the running quarterback. And our defense is, they fly around the ball. They have a lot of energy. They play really, really well as a group and as a unit. And I think Blake Baker is one of the better defensive coordinators out there. And I think he'll have a better game plan this week, I hope. Than they did last week versus Pavia. And so we'll see exactly how that shakes out. But I will say this. This is anybody's game tonight. I don't care what the records are going into it. You know, when Texas A&M and LSU meet, it's one of the most exciting, one of the most fun games that you can ever watch.
Yeah, and so no Moss tonight for Texas A&M.
Nope,
he's dealing with an injury, but Reuben Owens, I'm impressed with him as a runner. Man, he's kind of low cut, built low to the ground, but, man, he's tough. He runs hard between the tackles.
Yes, he does.
He's got some juice to hit the edge. And so LSU, not only to combat that, but they brought in two transfer receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they have made it work.
Over there, yeah.
Concepcion's one of them. He's done a great job for them in catching the ball. And you can see in these short yardage-type situations and conversion downs, that's exactly where Marcel Reed is going with the football.
Well, this game will not lack talent on both sides of the field. I can tell you that.
And Michael Cole can recruit now.
And especially at Texas A&M.
I got a few dollars, too.
That's right. They've always they bring in some really great talent, and they play really well together, especially against LSU. For whatever reason, they always come together whenever they play LSU and play very, very well. So those two guys that's on the outside that are going to be anchoring that Texas A&M offense as far as receivers is concerned, they're going to be something special to watch. I think when you take a look at these guys today, you'll see some special plays that's going to be made. I don't anticipate them throwing the ball around a lot unless the rain just completely dissipates and goes away.
But that's LSU's offense. They're
going to have to figure something out. They're going to throw the football. I know LSU's going to throw the football. Now, will they run the football? And I'm hoping that they can get back to at least some kind of balance of the run game, pass game. Last week, you can't have, like when we talked about this, you can't have in the first half 24 offensive snaps. You've got to be able to sustain some drives. You've got to be able to get some first downs and then put 6 points on the board or seven or a touchdown on the board when you get down in the red zone. You can't kick field goals. You cannot kick field goals against a team like Texas A&M who's going to be putting up points all night long, I think. And, well, let me say this. They'll have an opportunity to put up points all night long. So if you go touchdown for touchdown, you have a chance to win. If you go touchdown for field goals, you don't. I don't see that happening.
So. One of the things with the Aggies, they are really good getting up the field, a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And now Kerryus Kern is being put in at the left tackle position.
Yes, he is.
Tyrese went in for the ankle surgery, and he'll be out. You know, I don't know. The Tua came back pretty quick from that. But Tua's not a 325-pound man either.
No. And Tua's on the sideline right now.
And he was like 330 pounds. You know, that's what his is. So we'll get a long look at Kerryus Kern, everybody who has went to camp.
I like the guy.
Talked about they were so impressed with him. But now, camp is camp. Practice is practice. This is a real game.
It's the real deal. You got the helmets, the shoulder pads on, the lights are bright. Who's doing the right things right now, right? Can he sustain the blocks? Can he push people around when it comes to the offensive run game? And I think he's going to do well in the pass blocking portion of tonight.
To me, I want to see him as a run blocker.
Can he push some people around? Can he help open some holes up? But it's not just him. It's going to be the other four guys on the offensive line as well. Can they do that? It's going to be – tonight's going to be a night where the run game has to come together, and I think it's going to be running by committee as LSU has been over the past, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, which is going to be, you know, Caden Berry and oh, man, his name escapes me.
Harlan Berry and Caden Durham.
Caden Durham, Harlan Berry, and then the other guy that was quarterback. Used to be quarterback, but now he's running back. Yeah. But anyway, but they're going to have Juwan Johnson. They're all going to be playing well or get the opportunity to play tonight. And we're going to see who's going to be able to advance the football for LSU's run game. Now, the other thing is, can our receivers make some catches? Because we've got way too many drop balls here lately. Especially from some high-profile guys such as Hilton, and we've had a couple of drop passes from Barry and Brown as well. But we need to see if we can secure the football and advance the ball down the field, get some first downs, score some touchdowns, and get it started early. Like you were saying last week, you got to start early, you got to start fast.
I think to use the short pass almost like an extended handoff.
Yes.
Because in these conditions, yeah, you can hit on some deep passes. Because as an offensive player, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
The defensive guy, not so much.
That's right.
But again, I got to have time to throw it, too.
And some creativity to get the backs the ball in the flats or wherever you're going to, however you're going to try to do that. I just haven't seen that over the past 6 to 7 weeks in our offensive game plan in regards to some screen plays, some, you know, backs out in the flat and releases and things of that nature to be able to get them the football in their hands outside of just trying to run the ball up the middle.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge.
Yes,
hey,
we
got some empty tables, a few of them now.
It's starting to fill back up again.
People waiting, too, to come in.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, if you're in the neighborhood, saw the full crowd, hey, come on back. They got great food and drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. Again, at 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more of our tailgating show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Break. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike, to tell you along with Herb Tyler.
That's right.
We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. We've got a full house here. They got some great food and drink specials. So come on by before you go to the game. And if you're not going to the game, we even talked to a few people. Hey, they just stopped on by. They weren't going to the game.
No.
They're not going to chance it with the rain. But I understand that perfectly in today's world. But, man, LSU will have a full house tonight.
Yeah, they will.
As they take on the Aggies, and such a crucial game. But, man, and just watching them and putting on the tape of watching how the Aggies have won. They've won different ways this year.
Yep.
They've won in close games like against Auburn. Also, they've won shootout games like they had last week against University of Arkansas. They had trouble stopping that quarterback, too.
Yeah.
And LSU eventually going to see him down the line. But Herb, it's one of those deals where I just think that you can't turn the ball over and you got to run the football. And that, is, I think, is the big question mark for this LSU football team.
Well, I think this, I think this game is a game where they have to come together as one. They got to be able to gel. They got to be able to believe in themselves. Again, like I said, they got to sustain drives. You can't go three and out. You got to continue to play really great team defense. And it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be hard. Texas A&M, they're going to come in here and they're going to be ready to go. They got a really great team, really great coach. They're going to have a good game plan. It's going to come down to who's X's and O's, who's going to be able to put the guys in the right situation. And then, of course, the execution once you get into those situations. And can you drive the ball down the field and have some explosive plays when you need to have those? But also, can you get the third and twos and to sustain the drive, right? Can you push some people around and get that first down?
In a crazy kind of quirk in that, the Aggies have not beaten LSU in Tiger Stadium since they entered the SEC.
That's right. That's
in 2012. Man, that's a long stretch of time. A lot of football games played in that stadium.
Yeah.
Sort of a crazy. And then everybody remembers the multi overtime game a few years back.
Yeah. And,
man, I was talking to Coach O during the week, and he was telling me, I remember it too. They dumped the Gatorade on me, and now
and
they
kept going.
They thought, well, I thought we won. And
no.
Not so fast.
It's 74-72 later, right?
That was some crazy games with that. But again,
it was. But it was interesting, though, and it kept it interesting, and it showed the value of the talent that both teams had, right? So, and they never would give up.
And A&M heavily recruiting in Louisiana.
They always do, constantly. Yeah. And that's the thing. Right now, you know, he's not playing tonight, but you know they have a star running back from right here in Baton Rouge who's
from a Struma,
you know, so that's crazy how they just came in and picked him from here. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, and these are the games that I really enjoy watching because you just never know. Because you gotta, if you appreciate football, this is a game that you really want to watch tonight
and watch to the end. Because other than the 2019 year. When Joe Burrow and Clyde they could have named the score that night. All these games have been close. Just some sort of quirky plays in the game. How the games have had great momentum switch, and we talked about it last year. LSU dominating the first half, and then A&M dominating the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they couldn't be able to handle Marcel Reed out on the edge.
No, I mean, it's hard to, game plan for a guy who you had no idea would be coming into the game and playing in the game. And so with that being said, and then he was an exceptional player. And you see that this year, right? And what he can do. He's got
and Connor Wegman lands on his feet with my old friend Willie Fritz at University of Houston.
That's right, So he's playing well. He's doing well there. But Marcel Reed is a different beast. He's a different guy. He's a guy that – he's the type of talent that I always like to see at the quarterback position. Somebody that can see the field, throw the football. They can also feel the rush, and they can get kind of escape the rush and then still get the ball down the field or be able to take off and run the football with the ball in his hand. So he can run with the ball in his hand, understanding how to cut, make moves, things of that nature, and also learning how to get tackled or get down when need be or get out of bounds, things of that nature.
He's become a much more efficient passer this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
You can see. He sees the field better. He gets the ball out quicker. And, but that comes too,
for me, experience
that he didn't have last year.
Yeah, you got to have
He was sort of winging it last year.
Well, you know, he, and that's generally what you do when you first start get those first four or five starts under your belt. You're just trying not to make a mistake, and then you're just trying to see what actually works. And then when you have a whole offseason – as a starter, you can go back there, you can watch video, you can put the VR on, and you can do different things like that to be able to enhance your play and understand your execution of the game, being able to see different defenses, and then understanding how to throw the ball with touch or with fire on it or whatever it may be. And so, you see a completely different person this year in Marcel Reed, which is what we thought we would see in Garrett Nussmeier this year, is a guy who's taken that next step and progressed to that next level of potentially, hopefully, being able to be a front runner for the Heisman Trophy, which the Heisman Trophy doesn't matter. At the end of the day, can you lead your team to the victory, right, and then to the promised land, which is the playoffs, and then ultimately a championship. And, you know, Nuss struggled early with some, some small injuries, things like that. But I think really with Nuss, it was really more confidence and not being able to, kind of rely on the offensive game plan and what they were trying to do. It just wasn't working, and it didn't work early, and it was frustration was building, and then not having that confidence. But one thing I know that Nuss does have is a boatload of confidence in himself.
And there's no question about that.
I want him to play that same way every down and down out, moving forward, period. And I think he still has the opportunity to turn, and I don't want to call it turn the season around, because he's not having a terrible season. It's just not the season that people expected him to have. But he's still got a long season in front of him. They have everything to play for moving forward. There's a long, tough track of games that's coming up, but it starts tonight, and I think that, you just keep playing and go back to the 1-0 mentality, and you win one game, and you win another game, and before you know it, you look up, and you're in the playoffs.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials. Also, if you're looking for catering, if it's for a special event, holiday season's coming right around the corner, Halloween next week, and then you got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. If you don't like the traditional turkey, ham, that sort of thing, hey, give them a call here. They can fix you up.
I like turkey and ham. And I also like
oysters. But they might not want
like
it
fish,
back. They might not
I
want
like
it
shrimp.
Back to back.
I like it all. Give it to me.
I'm all in on you with that. We'll be back with more of our Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the legendary Herb Tyler.
Legendary.
Here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Man, Coach Jenkins texted me during the week. He said, "You still getting that money?" I said, "I'm waiting for it."
I sent it to you last week.
No, you didn't get it?
Luke, make sure he gets the money.
No, it's that NIL money I'm supposed to be getting from you, but I ain't getting it.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the Uber driver, he don't make it on time.
Yeah, right. It's our...
You know, the way that my checking and my savings account work, it just don't work.
Yeah, I get you. And I'll hold off for another week or so. It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment. Brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. And on our call line, we have on with us from Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes,
Jeff,
sir.
We thought you'd show up over here. I guess maybe the weather chased you away, right?
That's right.
No, I'm actually on campus, and I gotta be honest with you guys. The weather here on campus matches the mood of what we've had here in Baton Rouge since that loss to Vanderbilt. I think the rain will be letting up here soon. But so far, it's pretty quiet on campus. Not as many tailgaters as you would expect in a big top 20 matchup on a Saturday night in Death Valley.
You got Motel Gillies over here at Acme Oyster House.
That's right.
Yeah, we got plenty of them here today, so we good with all that. Jeff, a critical game certainly for LSU. You can't have another loss in the column here going up against A&M. For A&M, they want to keep their momentum going. And the fact that they haven't beaten LSU in Tiger Stadium since they entered the SEC, it's one of these games where – other than 2019, Herb and I were talking about that. All these games have been sort of weird. It's played in halves, quarters, and it always comes down to a crazy ending.
Yeah, and, you know, big momentum shifts. You know, obviously 2018, seven overtimes, whatever it was. You know, of course, in 2022, when LSU had a really good opportunity, Brian Kelly brings the Tigers over to A&M in a Jimbo Fisher team with a losing record beats LSU 2024. We remember what happened there with Marcel Reed coming off the bench and the huge momentum shift that resulted in Garrett Nussmeier's critical interception that really turned the game. And I would think that this, even though LSU is a little bit down and out, and again still missing a critical piece like Whit Weeks, I kind of feel like this game is going to be a bit of a back-and-forth game. I mean, you got Texas A&M on the road for a second consecutive week. Usually, it's hard to win going on the road back-to-back weeks. So far, teams that have done that, they're 0-3 in the SEC, 2-6 last year. We all know that A&M hasn't won in Tiger Stadium since 1994. So there's a lot here for Texas A&M to get over in order to beat LSU. And you got a very desperate LSU team tonight. I mean, it really is a last stand here for Brian Kelly and the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, because you do have an open week. But, man, that 2 weeks going to seem like 2 years before you get back on the field to play Alabama.
If you lose this game tonight.
I mean, and boy, if you think the heat's turned up now, it would really be turned up. And then knowing who you got to play in a couple weeks.
Oh, I agree. I mean, this was, as Brian Kelly mentioned on Monday, he knows, he's hearing the angst from the fan base. Just imagine what it will be like after if they lose this game, a team that they've been able to beat since they've entered the Southeastern Conference. And then you got 2 weeks to sit on it. And there will be fans really demanding some sort of a change, especially if LSU's offense doesn't do anything in this game.
Yeah, and you would have to think about that at that particular point, or at least giving him an opportunity to see some playing time at the most important position on the field. But he don't block. He don't drop passes. You know, that's been a big part of, you know, what's fallen apart for LSU, their inability to move people off the line of scrimmage. And then Jeff, what I think is surprising, as many drops – as the LSU receivers have had this year.
Yeah, that's surprising.
That's really a big surprise, because this isn't a young group. This is a veteran group of receivers. Doesn't matter if they were playing at LSU or not. These guys have seen a lot of playing time in college football.
Yeah, I would say, you know, obviously a lot of the focus for LSU's offensive troubles have been on the offensive line. But I think as a whole that this wide receiving core has been it's been underwhelming. I would say that. I mean, Berrien Brown, there was a lot of hype about this young man, and he's been a nice addition. I don't think it's helped that Aaron Anderson has been really banged up this year. Chris Hilton has been, MIA. I mean, hasn't been out there at all. Xavion Thomas is, I like how they used him. He had obviously a terrific play last week when they really needed it against Vanderbilt. But I think as a whole, this wide receiving core has just not been that exciting. It has not been that good. I mean, there's not, and 2 years ago when Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy and you had Chris Hilton and Malik Nabers and Tyron Lacy. I mean, you obviously had two first round picks. I mean, that was such a dynamic wide receiving group. And, really the last couple of years, it just hasn't, I mean, Aaron Anderson had a really good season last year, but it just hasn't been, it hasn't been very good. There's been a drop off here, and I don't think much has been made about it because, a lot of the focus has been on just how bad the offensive line has been. And yeah, that's kind of where it starts. We all know that. For any kind of offense to function at a high level, you need good offensive line play, and Texas A&M is getting it, and that's why they're one of the top offenses, and they have two dynamic wide receivers, but the offensive line is certainly giving Marcel Reed plenty of time to throw the football, and they're making plays through the air. So it really is, when you look at LSU's offensive problems, it's spread across the board. It's a lot of different guys are just not performing to the level that you thought.
Well, go ahead, Herb.
I was going to ask, Jeff, last week, with Vanderbilt, we're playing Pavia, and this week we've got Reed. What kind of changes does LSU make on defense in order to prevent Reed from having one of these breakout games with his feet and his arms?
Well, I think at least you don't have to worry about the option, right? The option just, LSU needed to go into that game and play disciplined football, and they didn't do that. I mean, if Marcel Reed is running the football, a lot of that would be a read option, or it would be, maybe a power run. I think it would be more of your standard running the quarterback. But, and he's made some plays with his legs, but I think what has made this A&M offense, and I just alluded to it a few seconds ago, what has made them as dangerous as they've been has been the two additions at wide receiver. I think those two guys, Concepcion has been terrific for them. Those two guys have been, you go back to the Notre Dame game, those guys made huge big plays. I mean, Marcel Reed didn't complete a high percentage of passes, but they were able to hit on some big plays. And what I think gives you a little bit of hope for LSU is that where Texas A&M's, strength is, I guess, at the wide, with two dynamic wide receivers, LSU's got some outstanding cornerbacks. If there's an area on this team that has performed well, maybe even performed, I don't think anybody would have thought Mansoor Delane was going to be as dominant as he's been at cornerback, and DJ Pickett's come along very well, and PJ Woodland has really improved over his freshman season. At least LSU, I think, can match up with these guys, and maybe that might force Marcel Reed into making some mistakes. He's thrown very few interceptions this season, but I think it in the end, it's got to come down kind of to the same philosophy as he had against Diego Pavia, is that you can't let Marcel Reed beat you with his legs. You got to keep him somewhere under that 40 yards rushing or something like that. If he gets up to 60, 70, 80 yards like Chambliss and Pavia did, and those were the two losses for LSU. They allowed
Good.
Those two guys to make some big plays on the ground.
Jeff, it has just ended in Norman, Oklahoma, but being caught in the eye of the vortex again for Lane Kiffin, he pulls it off as Ole Miss beats Oklahoma 34-26 in a wow week of rumors going all around about Lane Kiffin. Would this team be focused? Their defense actually played pretty good for a half. Now, the second half was kind of shaky.
A little
bit. But, man, their offense is really rolling. And, again, Ole Miss, 34-26 over Oklahoma. And that's a big win for the Rebels on the road, especially after the way they lost last week against Georgia?
I tell you what, this whole, and I know Ole Miss's defense got torched a little bit last week against Georgia, but I think they've been better. I mean, they did a good job against LSU, and I understand LSU has its problems offensively, but I think this Ole Miss defense has been better than what most people thought going into this season. And, you know, sometimes it's better not to win the off season, right? I mean, Ole Miss won the off season a year ago with off the transfer portals, and they had all those NFL players on defense, but they were really good on defense, but there was just something, you know, just kind of something missing with that team, and they fall short of getting into the college football playoff. You know, this past off season, you know, not as big of splashes in the transfer portal. You leave that to LSU, and then look at it this year for LSU's perspective. There's just something missing with this team. It's just they have not been able to connect, even though they brought in some talented players out of the transfer portal. So, you know, sometimes it's better to just you know, kind of find those role players in a way, and not necessarily the big stars that were really in the transfer portal chasing the dollar.
Jeff, last question for you. I think this is one of those games where, come on, this game's not about plays. It's about players. On offense, get the football more to Tre'Davious Green. Come on. He's a nightmare mismatch. I don't care who you've got covering him. And if you're going to rotate all kind of coverage toward him, that means somebody else is wide open. Mm-hmm. To me, they've got to be able to figure out and they have to, I know the last 2 weeks, gotten him the ball more. But to me, I'm throwing him the football 10 to 12 times a game until you can stop it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think that's, you know, there's a handful of players that have really had a good season. And obviously Green is in there, mentioned Delane. A.J. Halsey's been really good. Tamarcus Cooley has played well. I mean, but that's kind of, you know, that's almost where it, as far as really having outstanding seasons, that's kind of where it ends a little bit. But yeah, he's your best weapon. I'm still thinking, guys. I mean, as much as we've, you know, and I'm sure over the course of your show, you're going to talk about the problems on offense. There have been signs though here the last couple of weeks against South Carolina. They moved the ball rather well. They didn't score a lot of points. I thought offensively last week, other than till late in the fourth quarter, LSU did some nice things. I think there's just eventually going to have a game where Harlan Berry has a really good game. You get the sense that he's figuring out a little bit, and maybe that happens here tonight. You know, for LSU to win, they got to hit on a big play, whether that's a 60-yard run, a defensive touchdown, heck, a punt return for a touchdown, something that really gets this Tiger Stadium crowd jacked up and fired up, and it rattles Texas A&M a little bit, and then they start thinking, oh man, we haven't won in this place in 94, and now we know why. So, I mean, I think that's what I'm looking for here tonight, a big momentum play in this game where LSU really, just much like what happened last year with LSU, you know, Nussmeier throws the interception, here comes Marcel Reed, and Kyle Fields rocking, and LSU, you know, just completely falls apart in the game, and really their season nearly falls apart. For LSU to win this game, that's what's going to need to happen here tonight. They got to do something stunning to really, really shock Texas A&M and get the momentum and get this crowd that has been very angry and restless and get them fired up and get them back supporting LSU again.
Because Texas A&M right now playing with confidence. Okay, yes, there is no carryover with momentum.
No.
It is all about confidence.
Yep.
And right now, A&M's got it and LSU don't. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy the conversation, buddy. Thank you, Jeff. So much.
All right, guys. You take care. Thanks.
All right. Don't come here next week now. We're not going to be here because it's an off week. So. Thank you, Jeff.
He might show up anyway. I might show up.
Yeah,
anyway.
You come next week. We just ain't going to do the show. got to wait for 2 weeks for that.
That's right.
That's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break. finishing up here in our number one, our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTay along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and see us. We got another hour and a half of Tiger Tailgating. Got great food and drink specials right here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more of our Tiger Tailgate Show right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.